Hello, and thank you for joining me on the Fresh Heart podcast. My name is Zareen, and I am a consultant cardiologist. On this podcast, we will explore tools to refocus your energy and optimize your health without blame or judgment and with compassion. On today's episode, we're going to talk about heart attacks and why they tend to rear their ugly heads in the morning hours. As you all know, a heart attack is a medical emergency. It happens when you get a sudden loss of blood flow to part of the heart. That portion of heart muscle doesn't get enough blood, nor does it get enough oxygen. And as well as causing pain, it can cause serious damage to the heart. Getting treated quickly is key, because the quicker blood flow is restored to the heart, the less heart muscle is damaged. Some heart attacks require emergency treatment with a procedure to open up the blocked blood vessel straight away. When I was finishing off my training to become a cardiologist, as part of my on-call duties, I was required to scrub in and assist with these emergency procedures that restore blood flow to the heart. We used to do weeks of nights on call, and on my night shifts, there were always variable numbers of heart attacks needing emergency procedures throughout the shift. But as the next day dawned and the morning sun was making an appearance, as we were about to hand over to the day team and pass that on-call bleep over, a common phenomenon was that the emergency buzzer would go off, and that was our call sign. A call sign that a patient was being brought in for emergency treatment as they were having a serious heart attack. This is not bad timing. This is a well-known phenomenon. Studies suggest that we are more likely to suffer a heart attack in the morning. So why is this? Well, as species of this planet, we have all evolved in tune with its rhythms. When the sun rises, our day begins, and when the sun sets, we rest. It's like we're instruments in an orchestra, and the rotating earth is the conductor. In line with this, almost every organism that inhabits this planet has its own rhythm. As humans, our daily rhythm, or circadian rhythm, is just over 24 hours long. It oscillates, and in doing so, it governs how we function. The main control center lives in the brain in an area of the hypothalamus called the suprachiasmatic nucleus. Morning sunlight acts like a giant reset button, and that's why in the winter months when you don't see much sunlight in the mornings, this can affect your energy levels and sometimes how well you sleep. This controller, or the master clock, then sends out signals via our nerves and hormones to all surrounding tissues and tells them how to behave. Now, whilst the master controller is the main director, almost every cell in our body also has its own clock, including the cells of our heart and blood vessels. As we're waking up, the master clock and the other surrounding ones are busy getting us ready for the day. Our blood pressure rises, our heart rate rises as the heart prepares itself to respond to morning activity. Even the electrical activity of our heart is different. Interestingly, our blood's ability to clot is also better in the morning. A possible explanation is that as cavemen, when we woke up and started becoming active, there was a higher risk that we would accidentally cut ourselves. And so from an evolutionary perspective, improved clotting function was protective. Now, if you're healthy, fit and well with no risk factors, that's fine. It's a normal part of physiology and it's how we've evolved. When you're waking and your blood pressure and heart rate go up and your blood shows better ability to clot, it's okay. Now, remember, a heart attack occurs when you get sudden loss of blood supply to part of the heart, and it's usually due to a cascade of events that ends up with a blood clot within a cardiac blood vessel. So if you've got cardiac risk factors or are already ill, the elevated morning blood pressure, heart rate, and clotting ability could create a perfect storm, which could increase that risk of a morning heart attack. So what can we do about this? Well, it's actually a really interesting field of research. From a medical perspective, it gives us great insight into potentially modifying the timing of medications. For example, giving blood pressure medications at night could be more effective. In the future, there's a possibility that we could utilise therapy that resets the clock, particularly in shift workers or people who frequently travel for work. Can anything be done from an individual perspective to lower your overall cardiac risk? Yes, From an individual perspective, reducing your personal risk is always beneficial. I would encourage you to explore the Fresh Heart approach. Just to remind you, the letters of Fresh form an acronym for the pillars that promote good health: food, relaxation, exercise, sleep, and honesty with yourself. What food are you eating? Are you getting time to relax? And with that, what are your stress levels like? Are you exercising? How you're sleeping is of particular relevance to this subject, as impaired sleep disrupts our circadian rhythms. Examine all of these areas, and once you've done that, be honest with what you want to change, with what you can change, and how you can sustainably do it. In addition, it's always worth examining your own individual cardiac risk further. What is your blood pressure, and is it high? Do you have excess weight? What are your sugar and cholesterol levels? Has anyone in your family had heart disease? I would always recommend keeping an eye on your blood pressure readings, as generally you don't get symptoms from high blood pressure, and it's something that creeps up without you noticing. Home blood pressure monitors can be really helpful, especially if you get anxious at the doctor's surgery, which automatically sends your blood pressure up. I would also recommend getting your blood sugar and lipid profile checked with your GP. So what about the morning phenomenon? What can you do in the morning? Well, that's a good question, and it leads nicely to the topic of the next Fresh Heart podcast on routines, and in particular, morning routines. Have a think about your mornings. What does your morning look like? What wakes you up? What is the first thing you do? What is the first thing you reach for? Is it your phone? What is the first thing you check? Are you in an anxiety-driven rush to start work, or do you have a routine, and what does that do for you? For the academics out there, there is no high-quality trial comparing the effects of having and not having a morning routine on the risk of heart attacks, but there is no doubt that it creates a calmer, more relaxed, less stressful atmosphere. We'll expand on this in the next podcast. So to summarise, we are creatures of the earth and have developed sophisticated daily rhythms to keep in tune with its rotation. As the morning comes, the body gets ready for action. If you have risk factors, this may create the conditions that could lead to a heart attack. You can protect yourself by looking at the Fresh Heart approach and by measuring your own risk markers, like blood pressure and cholesterol, and working to optimise them. Join us next time as we expand on this topic to discuss morning routines. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any suggestions or if you have your own personal story that you would like to share, please do get in touch at Fresh Heart Project on Instagram, at Fresh Heart Proj on Twitter, or via the website freshheartproject.com. This podcast is not a substitute for medical advice from your healthcare professional. Remember, be kind to yourself, and small, sustainable steps lead to great change. This podcast is produced by Lion Mountain Entertainment, a subsidiary of Morgan Archway Limited.